This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli. Watch the greenbacks tumble.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USA Prepares. We're delighted you're here, and we broadcast 2 hours, Monday through Friday. Nathan's engineering the broadcast in Minnesota. John Statmiller's with me. He is the godfather of alternative radio. Welcome, John Statmiller.
Good morning, Vince Fennelli. How are you?
Hey, John,
I got to tell you, I had to skip breakfast this morning. All I had was coffee because I was fresh out of scotch.
Yeah, I haven't seen you drink.
No, a lot of people have it.
Yeah.
I have the same six pack of beer, Stella Artois, in my refrigerator that I think I bought in October. I'm sorry, I did dip into it. I've got four bottles left.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, a six pack might last me a year. I don't know. I don't have a desire to have it. But, you know, if we have friends over, yeah, sure.
Sure. I can remember, was that around one of your expos that we had the crowd over to the house, and Larry Pratt was there, and John Moore, and, well, everybody you could get over there, and I brought a bottle of good bourbon over, good bourbon, and we all had a toast, and that was the only drink we had at your house.
Yeah. Yeah, it was great. It was great having the gang here, and it's great having you here. And I miss seeing you, and hope that we get a chance to see you soon, John. You know, you called and I called you back, and we chatted on the phone. And you asked me about cows, and you said, "Well, what's it like in these temperatures?" I'm paraphrasing, of course. What's it like in these temperatures? We were down to 1 degree, and you were concerned about the cows. And it's an interesting thing that you asked about that, because what our government has done is decided that they will pay us to make our animals' lives miserable. And here's what I mean. The Soil and Water Conservation District and the USDA, will pay farmers about 75% to fence their cows, their animals, mostly cows, out of the woods, out of the streams, out of ponds. All for keeping water quality allegedly better. But when you have cows that are standing in the middle of a field with no protection, no shade in the summer, no trees, no woods to get in out of the rain, out of the snow, out of the high winds, it's miserable for them. It's rough on them. And some of them die in those extreme conditions. So what we do is we don't participate with the USDA and the Soil and Water Conservation District, and we allow our cows to walk in whatever fields they want to. You know, we rotate them from field to field to field so that they don't, graze in cow poop. And but we let them go in the woods. And to answer your question on the air about these freezing 1 degree temperatures, we let them go into the woods where they're sheltered from the high winds. And you've seen the farm. You've seen how it's got some flat spots. It's got some hills. It's got some valleys. It's got some bottom land. It's got some streams and so forth. And we let them go where they think it's best in these kinds of conditions.
Well, I was, you know, I'm always watching the weather, and for some reason I have Springfield punched into my little weather finder on my iPhone. And I was looking at Springfield weather this past week, and it said it was going down to 3 degrees. And then you corrected me and said, no, 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 it got down to 1. How would you like to be born from 100 degrees into almost zero environment? Not a happy little birth, but the calves survived. That's nature. And cows are a lot smarter. You know, we have a tendency as being human beings to look at everything versus the intelligence quotient of human beings. I think we can learn a lot from animals because they know what to do, and a lot of times they'll need our help. So, you know, I'm just fascinated. By the way, you know, I was thinking about this last night after you and I had talked. You consider yourself to be a farmer, right?
Yes.
Well, but you raise beef cows.
Right.
You know what they call that down here in Texas? Ranching.
I can't wait to hear.
They call it ranching.
What was that?
They call it ranching.
Yeah.
You're a rancher, not a farmer.
Well, actually cows are really not the main product. Cows are kind of a secondary product. What we really do is we raise grass. We grow grass.
And you're doing a good job since you got your manure spreader.
Yeah. Well, no, seriously, we grow grass on this farm. I guess you could consider us a grass farm. And we grow grass on the best land that we have on the farm. So, for example, the Ozarks has hills and rocks. And the trees grow where the rocks are. And the grass grows where there are fewer rocks. And we grow the grass to feed the cows, and the cows we can sell to the marketplace. However, what we could do is forget the cows, and we could grow grass, roll it up into bales of hay, and just sell the bales of hay. But we kind of like having the cows because they actually help us. We have a synergistic relationship with the cows. We take care of them, and then they mow the grass. They mow it down. They fertilize it with their manure. And when we unroll rolls of hay, as you have done on the farm, what happens is the seeds that are in the hay get stepped into the ground by the cow's hooves, and they reseed for us. So our farm is getting better and better. The grass is looking better and better every year. So it's a great relationship we have with the cows. And that's why we don't beat them. They're, you know, they're part of the family. They're part of the operation. Without them, we'd be not doing so well.
Yeah, I have so a few cows in my family as well.
Do you?
Did I call into the wrong show? Is this the old Derry Brownfield show, or is this RFC Mayberry or something? There's a lot going on, Diddy. Let's get off the farm.
Yeah. You know, Derry Brownfield was going to be a keynote speaker at our Expo number 1. I don't know if you knew that or not.
Yes, I did. Yes, I
and,
did.
A very sad story, and I'll share it with the class. I was talking to Derry Brownfield, and I really enjoyed listening to him. I listened to him on short rave radio, and he's just very informative. And I thought, boy, it'd be really neat to go see his farm. He had about 1,000 cows on his farm. It's a pretty big farm for by Missouri standards. And he agreed to come to the expo, and he was going to bring his wife, and he was going to be a featured speaker at Expo number 1. Oh, let's say 6 years ago or so. And I got a letter in the mail, and it was typed on his stationery. It was hand-typed on his IBM Selectric typewriter on a Friday. And it was mailed. It was the last thing he did on Friday's business, sending me that letter saying that he and his wife were looking forward to being at the expo. He mailed it, went home, and died. And that's absolutely the truth.
Mm.
And it was so very sad.
He had one of the best shows. There were so many, you know, farmers, ranchers. There were people of every stripe that listened to the show because common sense, good old boy. You know, you couldn't get any better than Derry. You really couldn't. He had a life's experience. He knew what was going on. I always enjoyed him. He asked me one time, I guess he had a cabin, and they had a black stachia mold problem. So I'd sent him an aeronizer. I said, Derry, I said, what do you plan on doing? He says, well, I don't know, ripping stuff out, replacing. And I said, wait a minute. Let me send you over one of these aeronizers. And he put it in his cabin, shut the doors, left that thing on full. In 2 days' time, all this black stachia mold was gone. And shortly after that, as you said, he was going to come to your expo. And I wanted to talk to him about it, and he had passed away. And it was a sad day for everybody because, as I said, he meant a lot of different things to a lot of different people. And I think one of the things that was special about Derry Brownfield was he connected us with our past. And what I mean by that, past in regard to saner days. Where men were men, women were women, and cars were cars. You know, and that was part of the attraction. And a lot of people would say, well, the more progressive thinking, oh, well, that's yesteryear. You know, we're here today. We're moving forward. Well, there's a lot of people that have had hope and change, and they were desperate enough to elect somebody like Barack Obama looking for it. But we'd seen what progressive politics has done for this country. They've stepped so far outside of the Constitution in their new brand of democracy, Vince. Anything goes. Whatever they can convince the majority of the people of, that's the new law. And the rest of us, how did Hillary Clinton put it? Us deplorables. These are the people that, they're just that. They're deplorable. They don't fit in with the new America. And now we have Donald Trump coming up here, in 10 days to be inaugurated? And I've gotten the inside word here that there's been 6 demonstration permits that were issued in Washington, D.C. for Donald Trump's inauguration, and they're gonna be allowed free rein. Unlike us, when we go to a political wrangling of sorts, they were putting special little pens far away from anything so we couldn't cause disruption or some news media couldn't pick up a placard or, God forbid, one of the liberal medias would stick a microphone in somebody's face for comment. But it's going to be interesting come 10 days in Washington, D.C.
John Statman was with us, and you can listen to John live 6 to 8. Monday through Friday, republicbroadcasting.org. We'll be right back. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Snyder Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water, a gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
So, John Stettmiller, I was traveling. I was on the East Coast. And I decided that I would broadcast live while I was traveling. And I just had an iPad. And normally I don't use the iPad, but our family has one. So I had this with me. And I decided that I should probably get a headset and make it better quality broadcast. So I went into Best Buy. And I looked around, and this guy came up to me, and he said, can I help you? And I said, well, I'm looking for a headset. Here's what I'm trying to do. He said, okay. So we found this electric green-looking thing, and he said, you know, this is really great. And it was pretty expensive. And I said, no, first of all, I can't wear that electric green thing. And, you know, it doesn't represent what I do. It looked like a child might wear it, you know, that color green. And I said, well, here's one by Plantronics, and it was $19 and change. I thought that would work just fine. I liked the headphone, I liked the earpiece, I liked the way the microphone came out, and it was adjustable and so forth. So I said, well, do I pay for it up front, or what do I do? He said, well, just come on the back here, and you can pay for it at the television area and home entertainment area. And I said, okay, great. So I paid for it, got the receipt, and I was walking out the door with it. And I got stopped by Best Buy's security enforcement people. And the guy said, I need to see your receipt. And I said, no, I'm not going to do that. I just bought it back there. I named the guy, and I said, I had a really nice experience until just now. And he said, I need to see a receipt. I said, I'm not going to do it. It's mine. This is my property. I paid for it. I was on your cameras. Go check them out. I'll wait. But I'm not, and if you want to call the police, I'll wait for that too. But I'm not going to show you my receipt. It's mine. I'm not going to show you what's in my pockets. I'm not going to show you what's in my car. I am not going to do it. And he got really concerned. And I said, well, tell you what, why don't you call your manager? And he said, well, I already signaled for him, and he's on his way over. So two other guys show up. And then there's three of them, three against one. I explained to him, you know, we're not going anywhere with this deal. I said, however, I just may want to return it. And so the manager comes up, and he said, can I help you? What's the problem? And I said, well, I don't think there is a problem. It's just that your guys here don't believe that I paid for this. He said, well, have a nice day. And he let me go. Now, because of that kind of experience, I don't go to Best Buy. I don't like Best Buy. But here's the latest thing that you and I were talking about on the
phone. Before you continue, I got something to add to that. I had a little problem down here in Austin with Fry's Electronics. I don't know if you have any of those up in Missouri, but
I've been to Fry's
electronics store.
I've been to Fry's in Nevada and California.
Okay, so you're familiar with them. And, of course, they have the receipt checkers at the door. And everybody that walks through there shows the receipt. They look in their bags, and then they thank them, and then they're on their way. And one day I'd had enough of that, and I just looked at them, and I said, no, I'm not going to show you a receipt. Well, sir, it's store policy. I said, it might be your policy, but it's against the law to do what you're doing. And they stopped, and they looked at me, and, of course, called the manager over. The manager had a quiet word with them, and just like you got from Best Buy's manager, thank you, sir, have a nice day. Well, they can do that. You can be contracted into letting a store check your receipt if it's a membership type of store, like some of the big box stores. You know, think of one. Off the top of my head,
Sam's Club. I was Sam's Club. I was there yesterday,
They
checked my receipt.
Well, yeah, part of the policy, but that's also part of the agreement because you joined a club or you have a membership, and they set the rules. And that is part and parcel of your contract, if you will, with that store. But people have to understand that just because of a Kmart or, you know, whatever, Best Buy wants to check your receipt on a purchase you just made, you have every right to look at them, smile, and say no thank you, and keep walking. And here's the rub. If they do try to detain you, if they do call the cops on you, you've got them. You've got a lawsuit against their company. I just want to let people know that.
Yeah, I was at Sam's Club yesterday, and they wanted to check my receipt, and I said, sure. Sure, because I've agreed to that. But I haven't agreed to it at Best Buy, Kmart, the Chinese factory outlet, Harbor Freight Tools. I haven't agreed to it there. Let's talk
there
a little bit more about Best Buy and why I don't go there anymore when we come back.
All right.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks, FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-340-5528. That's 800-340-5528. Again, 800-340-5528.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why today? God, you're
take my.
When you go to
the
for 2 seconds,
class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Class, I don't make any bones about it. I don't shop at Best Buy, but I think John Statenow and I are going to continue informing you about the tie that Best Buy has with the federal government. And there's a post on the internet. It's at penlive.com. Headline is Ties Between Best Buy's Geek Squad, FBI Probed in Child Porn Case. Let me just read a little bit about this just to give you a feel for what's going on. a giant Best Buy repair shop in Brooks, Kentucky. Geek Squad technicians work on computers owned by people across the country, delving into them to retrieve lost data. Over several years, a handful of those workers have notified the FBI when they see signs of child pornography, earning payments from the agency. That means they would earn money from the FBI. The existence of the small cadre of informants within one of the most popular computer repair services was revealed in the case of a California doctor who's facing federal charges after his hard drive was flagged by a technician. The doctor's lawyers found that the FBI had cultivated 8 confidential human sources in the Geek Squad over a 4-year period, according to a judge's order in the case, with all of them receiving some payment. Now, there's concerns about privacy, and here's the point, and John, I'd love to hear your comment. How is it possible that Best Buy would have this operation going on without the blessing, without the approval, without the support and endorsement of top management? How is that possible?
It's not possible. And they're not very forward-thinking individuals, because how many people, once they find that out through the fake news, through programs such as yours, GCN Network, shows such as mine, the National Intel Report, Republic Broadcasting, we're just haters and we're purveyors of fake news. So God help the upper management. You'll probably see a CEO replacement next year because they're going to discover their sales are down. The snitch squad, just call them not the geek squad, call them the snitch squad.
Nobody likes a snitch. Now, of course, we are not in support of child pornography. However, we are also not in support of the government paying people to be snitches. I believe that Verizon is on the take. I believe that T-Mobile. I believe that all of the cell phone companies, AT&T, Microsoft, Google, I believe all of them are involved and complicit in spying on we the villagers with the technology that they sell us. They sell us this technology and then we go and use it. So Best Buy, I'm not going to shop there. I absolutely am not going to shop there. And if I find something on the internet that's a really good price and I really need it and somewhere it says Best Buy, sold to you by Best Buy, I'm going to go someplace else.
Well, and if your listeners, Vince, think that this is an isolated incident, I draw their attention. This story came out of the Chicago Tribune, and there's a law now on the books that, hairstylists, barbers, nail technicians, etc., are going to be forced to spy on their customers. Now, everybody gets haircuts. Women go to beauty parlors to get the do, and the guys have to go get their hair cut to look halfway presentable, and women go have their nails done and pedicures and manicures done, and, you know, they're like kind of the bartenders of the sober world. People converse with their hairdressers like you would converse with a close friend, but you're kind of assured that, well, this is not for publication and they're not going to go blabbering to other customers. If you have any sense about you, you're not going to go blabbing to any other customers of what you learned from a previous customer, let's say. Well, this is what's going on, and this is going to affect 88,000 of these beauticians in Illinois. And the guy that came up with this wonderful idea, Representative Fran Hurley, said that there's an openness, a freeness, and a relationship the last years or decades between the client and the cosmetologist. They're in a position to see something that may or may not be right. Now, here's part of the bill. It says that hairstylists, barbers, cosmetologists, hair braiders, and nail technicians in Illinois will receive an hour of mandated abuse prevention training as part of the licensing process. The law does not require them to report any violence, and it shelters them from any liability. Now, That's 88,000 more individuals will be able to have conversations with family and friends and clients, and that raises awareness about domestic violence and sexual assault. That'll be in, by the way, this is a federal program going into the states. The Illinois law will be enforced by the Department of Financial and Professional Regulation, rather, a federally run department. And if you guess the DHS has something to do with it, give yourself a gold star. DHS runs the Illinois Department of Human Services, which handles domestic abuse. So it's not going to only be the geeks that come into your house, maybe, to, or if you take your computer to Best Buy, and they discover porn on your hard drive, which, ladies and gentlemen, I don't know about you, but I've gotten the emails that look completely legitimate in my email. I go open it up, and it's a porn site. Now, is that going to be on my hard drive? You bet your sweet bippy it's going to be. So, you know, Big Brother, I mean, it's Total Awareness Network, and they've managed to wedge this in under the guise of the government, the nanny state, there to protect everybody. And what we're talking about here, Vince, really overall, is kind of a cultural deficiency that's going on that somehow, some way, either federal people or state people in your legislature or in the U.S. Congress, doesn't matter, that they have the ability and they have the right. They have the right to come in and snoop on your private goings on. And this, look, this has gotten to the point where we're not the best or the strongest or the freest nation on earth again. You know, how many times have you heard that over and over and over again? We're down to a point where it's drop a dime on everybody. Now, I don't know if the cosmetologists have figured this one out or if they're going to be required to post a sign, anything that you may say seated in this chair may be used in a court of law against you. You know, what's that going to do for your tips if you think the person that's cutting your hair is going to drop a dime on you? Or maybe they'll just do it for the heck of it because you don't tip enough and they just want to, you know, just cause you some trouble. You know, hence, you know, you cannot sue the company that runs the cosmetology outlets. You can't do any of that. They're free and clear. So we have dime droppers directly connected to the Department of Homeland Security. But I remember just the other day, who was that guy that shot five people down in Fort Lauderdale Airport? This guy had walked into an FBI office. They had taken his gun away from him a month before because he said he had Al-Qaeda in his head talking to him. He was the guy that received a Medal of Honor for fighting terrorists, and he specifically goes down to Fort Lauderdale Airport, pulls out a gun that he'd actually shipped on a Delta plane down there, goes into a bathroom, pulls out the gun, and walks through the baggage area, shooting people randomly. No rhyme, no reason, but the FBI admitted that that's why he went to Fort Lauderdale, that they couldn't have seemed to have gotten a clue up in Anchorage, Alaska, that there might be something wrong with this guy. It's right there in front of their faces. They have all the resources. They have all the information. But they can't seem to do their job, so they're going to rely on the public to dime drop on people. God, Vince, I can't even tell you. Every morning I wake up anymore in this country, I'm expecting something else draconian coming down the pike. And it's getting to the point where the anger is seething. I pretty much have it under control right now, for the moment. But it's coming to the point where enough is enough. And if people, and I hate to break it to your audience, yeah, it's a good thing Hillary Clinton is not going to be president of the United States for the next 4 years. But they must understand that Donald Trump does not walk on water. And that everything that he does to try to turn back the tide of the police state in America is going to be met with so much resistance, not only from the Democrats that seem to hate him because he's a misogynist, he's a black hater, he's a this hater, he's a that hater, he's a divisionary in the country, and oh my God, they're just throwing fits. There's only going to be so much that this guy is going to do. And I hate to break it to people, the reason why this country is in the shape that it is right now, yes, much attributed to the politicians and their
good wishes for the security of our country. But when it comes down to it, we have the country right now that we have allowed to devolve to this point. It has been our responsibility, and we have failed.
I'm glad you mentioned that, John. And one of the things I wanted to ask you during this hour is, what do you think our role in the alternative media was in the deselection of Hillary Clinton as CEO of corporate USA? What do you think we did? Do you think we actually were successful in waking people up? Do you think we were part of Donald Trump being selected? Because if you look at a map of the United States of who supported Hillary, is maybe, in terms of real estate, maybe at the most 10% of the real estate of the United States of America. Do you think we had a role in it, or were we kidding ourselves?
The mantra that was kicked around once Donald Trump won the presidency was that, well, Hillary Clinton had the popular vote. She had 3 million more votes than Donald Trump. What's wrong with you people? Well, if you take a look at that map that you're talking about, it was centered around high population areas. New York, mm-hmm. L.A., states like yep. California, like New York. And mm-hmm. they forgot about the country that lies between the East and the West Coast. Donald Trump flat out won that election through the electoral process, and all of a sudden the electoral process became the enemy. That we should have a popular vote for the presidency of the United States.
My name is Lee and I'm 41. I've been using One World Wave for 2.5 years now. I suffered a bulged L4 and L5 disc from a car accident 3 years ago, and since that time I've been unable to walk long distances, do any minor lifting, or just normal activities with my children without having severe back pain. Since I've started using One World Way, I've been able to walk more, engage in activities with my children, and have less lower back pain. One World Way has helped me regain back my strength, confidence, and have a healthier life. I've noticed a weight loss of about 20 pounds, my A1C dropped 2 points, and I have more energy now. One World Way has helped me regain back my life.
The results for clients on One World Way have surpassed the results for most any other supplements, as well as all other whey protein powders. One World Way is non-denatured and frequency encoded. We believe the frequency encoding increases your body's production of glutathione and energy production. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place. And the best part? It's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Soul Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now, 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the long list? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Plus, John Stetmiller is with us, and he is the godfather of alternative radio, the owner of RepublicBroadcasting.org. And if you'd like to listen to John Stetmiller, he broadcasts live Monday through Friday, 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. Central Time. And John Stetmiller is kind enough to broadcast USA Prepares on Republic Broadcasting.
And I might add, I don't know of any other ads that are in your show, but the powers that be over at GCN would be interested to know that when we rerun your show on Republic Broadcasting, that we don't insert our own commercials. It comes over just as the content that everybody hears your show every day on GCN.
Yeah, I was just telling our engineer that off the air during the commercial break. And, John, I really want to thank you because I don't know, literally, I don't know of another broadcast that crosses networks the way USA Prepares does. And you're very kind to air Genesis's commercials on Republic Broadcasting along with this broadcast, USA Prepares. I'm delighted and honored and flattered to be on Republic Broadcasting as well as Genesis. So I want to thank you very much. Tom in Baltimore, welcome.
Vince, in that intro, I'm just curious before I get to my comment real quick, is that you crying over the state of our union, or is that Captain John Reagan crying because he's always frustrated that he never has enough time to finish his report?
The answer is yes.
You know, you can just hear the frustration in the poor guy's voice because he never has enough time, and you can just, you know, he's so
frustrated. he is, and his frustration is focused right at Vincent Finelli. You know, he prepares all week, and then he doesn't have enough time to say all the things that he wants to say.
It's so
and I'm sure he's listening right
when
now.
You hear that frustration. When you hear that frustration, his voice is so tempting to call to throw him off, but I restrain myself.
Well, and you know, we don't We do not get a lot of calls at usapreparers.com, and I have a feeling, and I've asked the owner of the network, I've asked the program director, I've asked, you know, our engineer, why is that? Is it nobody's listening or what? And the answer is no. It's not that no one's listening. It's because they don't want to interrupt us. I think that's really, really the answer. But Tom, do you have a comment for John Stadtmuller?
I do. I completely agree with his comments. In fact, it's rather ironic. I just hung up with Congressman Daryl Issa's office. I was on the phone with a couple people from his staff for about an hour and a half. And, you know, I've been frustrated. And he's right when he says that Trump, of course, is better than Hillary. We knew what we'd get with her. Corruption, 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 dating back to Watergate. With Mr. Trump, you know, we hope for the best. We hope he will not betray. He will not steal from us. He will not try to fundamentally change the nature of our constitutional republic. And I think we can count on that to happen. However, at the end of the day, the true change is, or the impetus and the effort to make that true change, it lies with each individual American. And my big concern right now is that our republic is so steeped in corruption and in such a state of necrosis that seems to grow exponentially year after year, that I worry that we simply don't have enough people who will take an interest in saving this republic. It seems like many don't realize or care about the dire straits we're in. Certainly they seem ignorant to the fact that if this republic dies, our way of life dies with it.
John Stadtmuller, any quick comments?
I'll tell you what, we got a break coming up. I'm assuming this is top of the hour break, and I'm assuming I'm around for the next hour.
Actually, no. I'm sorry to say that. I've got Scotty Kilmer coming up next hour, but I'll tell you what, if you want Friday, we can do Friday.
No, I'm not getting up early twice in a row in 1 week for you. And Tom, sorry, I don't have enough time to make a sane comment on your comment.
Well, I think we're in agreement with our concern.
Yeah. Well, here's one way of looking at it. I think Donald Trump realizes that if he takes advantage of us, we're not going to his hotels. Business will be down. Thanks so much, gentlemen, for being with us.
Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brendan Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Piedmont attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.